Great, my name is Thembi Songema, a leader of a Democratic Alliance in KwaZulu-Natal. The revelations before the Howick Magistrate Court today are deeply disturbing and raise serious questions about the political culture that has taken root in KwaZulu-Natal. According to the evidence presented in court, one of the accused is in the murder of former DA Umngeni, Councillor Nhlanhla Ndlovu, told the Magistrate Court that his release on bail was important because the MK party needs him to organize for the upcoming local government elections. Let us be absolutely clear. A political party's election campaign can never be placed above the sanctity of human's life, the integrity of the criminal justice system, or the interest of the grieving family. Councillor Nhlanhla was not merely a political statistic. He was a husband, a father, a community leader, and a public representative who was brutally murdered at his home in December 2023. The fact that a person accused of participating in his murder will tell the court that his political organization needs him to prepare for an upcoming election is disturbing. The questions that must now be asked is, what kind of a political organization that an accused murder suspect so desperately that his absence supposedly prejudices its election campaign? The DA is not asking for anyone to be convicted outside of the court of the law. Every accused person has the right to a fair trial and to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. But the public also has a right to demand answers. When the president of MK is accused of multiple cases of corruption, to go further and have alleged murderers state that they require bail because of MK's political program, leaves the public with more questions than answers. Political parties must not become safe havens for the individuals implicated in a political violence. Election must be contested through ideas, policies, and the support of voters, not through intimidation, violence, or the elimination of the political opponents. The latest developments are particularly serious given that the case has already seen multiple arrests, while two accused men have pleaded guilty and indicated their willingness to cooperate with the investigators. For too long, political killings have been treated as an unfortunate feature of KwaZulu-Natal's political landscape. The DA refuses to accept this as a normal. We will continue to stand with the Ndlovu's family and demand that every person involved, whether they alleged ordered, financed, facilitated, and carried out this murder, faces full might of the law. It is also disturbing the fact that one of the chiefs of KwaNxamalala was also mentioned in this case and also linked to the MK and linked to the Zuma family. Again, this also raises eyebrows everywhere, every time when this matter comes to court. And the tears continue to flow. Again, the heart sore because of this status. As a Democratic Alliance, we are going to fight harder and will continue to stand with Ndlovu family.